Fortunately, I think it was a very unsophisticated bomb maker, but that does not diminish the threat. It's been a long time since we've actually seen a potential suicide bomber on U.S. soil. I know that that will be a topic of great concern to the FBI and the different JTTFs around our nation as a result of this.
Why would it be such a great discussion right now?
I think because of the MO of the attack, JJ, looking at just the use of suicide bombers on U.S. public transportation systems that you and I have chatted about for years. Although this was a unsuccessful operation, look at the disruption and the chaos that it caused to New York City, and then imagine if this had been the kind of attack like we saw in London on 7/7. But the use of the potential suicide device as a bombing mechanism to me is troubling, and I think that that's something that's going to raise all kinds of concerns for departments saddled with trying to protect public transportation systems from subways to buses.
There was a previous suicide bombing attempt, right?
There was, the OU bomber case, and this was an individual by the name of Joel Henricks, who was a Muslim convert, and he actually tried to get into a University of Oklahoma football game and then walked out, and the device detonated on a park bench.
That was 12 years ago. This is now. So what's the message to the terror community now and to the counterterrorism community?
Well, that you can be successful in carrying out one of these devices. It all depends on how you want to describe success. And I think that, the terrorist organizations such as ISIS will view this as a successful operation. I think when you look at it from the counterterrorism perspective, it doesn't bode well, JJ, just due to the volume of people that travel via bus and rail here in the United States, just going about their daily life in cities like Washington, D.C., New York City, and Chicago.
So realistically, what should we expect in the coming weeks, months, and years?
I think that we'll see more of this kind of MO. If you look at utilizing the confines with the blast effect of this kind of device in a subway, in an underground kind of containment where the blast effect goes up and bounces back and sideways, I think that that MO won't be lost on groups like the Islamic State. I wouldn't be surprised to see some propaganda in one of their next magazines along these lines as a result of this. From the counterterrorism perspective, you can only do so much. Obviously, you're in an enhanced security awareness period anyway with the holidays, but you'll see NYPD, activate their Hercules teams, put more bomb dogs in transportation systems and so forth. But really, JJ, there's only so much you can do. I'm a firm believer that, without human intelligence or snitches or sources telling you exactly what a lone actor like this might be up to, that it's very, very difficult to try to stop it. You can only contain and mitigate the event once it unfolds.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor. JJ Green, WTOP News.